So they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Tatarski, the linesman Samuel Schakowsky, and Chad Roethlisberger. The opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Start your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Badgers home white uniforms, Cardinal trim helmets, striping, numerals in Wisconsin diagonally down the chest. Lindenwood and road blacks with gold numerals and lettering and striping. They will go to our right in the opening period. Wisconsin will attack the gold to our left with the student section at our. Good hit by Simon Tassi on Adam Yakumchuk, a senior defenseman from St. Albert, Alberta, right by the Lindenwood bench. The Badgers dumped it into the offensive zone. Lindenwood flips it back out to center to the stick of Ben Dexheimer, who started tonight along with sophomore Joe Palatichuk. Dexheimer, preseason first team, all Big Ten, according to coaches. Fitzgerald forced a pass cross ice, left point, it's Palatichuk. Sweeps it down deep to the right corner is Quinn Finley. Finley, the 10 goals a year ago. Hands off to Hensler. Comes off the bench. Low right goes Logan Hensler. Freshman defenseman. Low left. Put it in front. Intended for Finley. Couldn't make contact. And the puck batted out to center. Boy, Hensler jumped right into the play.
Yeah, and he did the right thing, too. It's not like he was playing defense. The forward, Quinn Finley, was getting bottled up at the blue line, and the only outlet he had was Hensler.
Kyle Kukkonen out with Gavin Morrissey and Rylan Mosley. Mosley wears number 12,
yes.
Morrissey number 7, and Kukkonen number 9, the former Madison Capital, right-handed forward. He had 18 goals as a freshman 2 years ago at Michigan Tech, named the CCHA Rookie of the Year. Pass from center ice back into the Lindenwood zone off a trailing Badger and offside called on Wisconsin. They'll drop the puck at center ice again. And then Morrissey, a freshman from Rochester Hills, Michigan, played in Fargo a year ago, won a Clark Cup as USHL playoff champion, but played only 34 games, had 10 goals, 24 points. Heady player, good faceoff man. You'll see him on the penalty kill and the power play for Mike Hastings' squad. And I mentioned that he was a Minnesota State commit when Mike Hastings and Todd Canott were in Mankato. Lindenwood finally gets the puck into the Wisconsin zone down to our right. Good defensive play by sophomore Zach Schulz. Puck comes free. Kuzma now has it. Left-handed second-line centerman Drew Kuzma from St. Albert, Alberta. shot towards Scarfone, who's back in his net a little bit, but able to gobble that up and gave up no rebound. And a faceoff is to come to the right of Tommy Scarfone, who I mentioned at RIT, the all-time winningest goaltender with 55 victories, Richter Award semifinalist a year ago, guided the Tigers to the NCAA tournament as a junior when he won 25 games with a .226 goals against and a .925 save percentage.
Well, I hope that Lindenwood's rink is NHL size, not Olympic size, because, man, they got some big kids.
It is.
Holy cow.
Yep. St. Louis Blues practice facility in Lindenwood.
Correct.
Here's Ryan Botterill, freshman, out there with Cody Laskowski, the RIT transfer, and the Badgers' most improved player from a year ago, sophomore forward Owen Mellenbacher. He's playing the pivot on this third line on Mike Hastings' line chart. Here comes Botterill. Pass up the middle. Dexheimer starts the rush into the offensive zone. Right wing shot blocked. Back to Dexheimer. Out to the point. Here's a long ranger. Goes off the body and skips wide of the mark. That came off the stick of the defenseman, Jack Phelan, who's got it again. Detroit Red Wings draft choice. Shoots one on goal. Bartoszkiewicz makes the stop. Drop the puck and then covers. And a faceoff to come in the Lions zone. 17:32 to go in the opening period. No score.
Well, so far, Lions look like they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, they came out of the zone very well. A couple times that Lindenwood had the puck deep, you could see that they were in the correct position defensively. So maybe all that very tiring practice is paying off.
Wisconsin wins the faceoff. Here's Palatichuk. Darts right, comes back left, shoots one low off the stick of Jack Horbach, who's tied up in front of the net. Got knocked down, back up on his skates, battling for the puck on the near side wall. Runs into the forward Ethan Zielke. And now Yakimchuk banks a pass that he doesn't clear. Put in front off the stick of Tyson Dick and trickled towards the goaltender. And Bartoszkiewicz covers up quickly in another faceoff in the offensive zone. Fourth line for Mike Hastings' squad. The captain, sixth-year Owen Lindmark, Florida Panthers draft choice from Naperville, career high 11 goals and 21 points a season ago. I mentioned Jack Horbach a moment ago, the junior from Naperville, most competitive player for the Badgers last season when he had 6 goals and 14 points. And then Tyson Dick, still looking for his first goal as a Badger. He had 9 assists after transferring from UMass a season ago. Delayed offside called. Top line back out for Wisconsin Badgers, 3 minutes into this scoreless first period.
Well, I hope for Tyson's sake his first goal is a lot more glamorous than Zach Scholes was.
Yeah.
Pass it to yourself off the backboards and shoot it off of somebody into the net. I told him after that on the interview, just tell your grandkids it was a blaster from the top of the circles and you ripped a goalie's glove off. He goes, yeah, but they got video now, coach.
True. Finley Fitzgerald Tassie out there. Tassie with a bump on the defenseman, Borshov. And now it's Brady Yakish at the high school at Benilde St. Margaret's. Has quite a few friends and family who made the trip down. Left wing across the line, freshman Ty Hipkin ran into the defenseman Daniel Lodge. Simon Tassie, nifty backhand pass, right wing Fitzgerald, one on two. Deeks around a man, centers to Finley right through the wickets. Tassie, turnaround shot left wing, that's blocked by the defenseman Sean Ramsey. Now Finley with it, right corner, double teamed. Oh, he took a shoulder up near the chin. We play on. Tassie gets knocked down in front of the offensive net. Finley, Tassie, his shot blocked by the defenseman Yakish. And now Phelan puts his shoulder into Joe Prouty, a defenseman. Puck free, Badgers have it. Scholes across the line. The defenseman skates in, wipes out. Lost the puck. And it's banked ahead now for Jacob Vockler. Vockler, a left-hander from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. He mishandled the puck. The Badgers have it back. And now taking a run at one of the Badger defenders, Phelan, was Adam Raisler. Turnaround, middle of the ice. Kukkonen turnaround shot blocked by Raisler. Slides out near the blue line. Kept alive by Morrissey. Kukkonen tries to dig it free. Instead, Raisler's got it. Banks it back to center. Dexheimer eludes one man and then runs into Drew Kuzma right by the Lindenwood bench. The Lions have possession. 15:20 to go in the first. We have no score here in Madison.
That was kind of a mismatch. Kuzma against the Badger defenseman. Kuzma's listed at 6'6", 218.
Not bad. Christoph Papp, top line centerman, former Michigan State Spartan, spent the last 2 years at Northern Michigan from Budapest, Hungary. playing in his 132nd collegiate game. Stick snapped in half, and we've got a whistle for roughing on the Wisconsin Badgers. Or are they going to?
Oh, he broke his stick and tried to play the puck again. So it'll go against Lindenwood. It's Jack Anderson, the left-handed defenseman. If we could see a replay, you'd see that he broke his stick and then took a did a body check and tried to play the puck with a broken stick. In his defense, I really don't think that he realized that he had broken his stick.
Huh.
But it's playing with an illegal equipment, so 2-minute minor puts Bucky on the power play. 14:56 left, so 5:04 here of the first period.
I can't remember the last time I saw that.
Seen it.
Face off to the right of Bartoszkiewicz. The Badgers power play unit, quarterback by Ben Dexheimer, who had 5 goals and 28 points a season ago, honorable mention all-conference. The centerman is Christian Fitzgerald, tries to win the faceoff back and does, but he splits the two-point men, Dexheimer and Finley. Quinn Finley's out there with Ryland Mosley, Simon Tassie, and I mentioned Fitzgerald. Mosley, number 12, left-hander, comes through the center circle. Trailing is Zielke. Now Finley. Had the puck, tried to bump it back to the point, but Dexheimer not there, and it slides all the way back Wisconsin's way.
I'll tell you what, the first two forwards for Lindenwood are coming with reckless abandon. They're just chasing everybody. Number 12, he just chased Dexheimer all over the ice.
Ethan Zielke, a sophomore from Calgary, 7 goals, 15 points a year ago for him. The Badgers on the power play last season, a little less than 20%, 30 of 151. They averaged 3.2 goals per game. Lindenwood's penalty kill among the worst in the country at 74%.
Well, I'll tell you, if they play aggressive like that and catch the Badgers napping, it's going to be more successful this year just because of the fact that there have been 3 turnovers at the near blue line for the Badgers, or the offensive blue line for the Badgers, and Lindenwood has gotten it down the ice and out of harm's way every time.
Stoppage in play because of a puck played with a high stick. Faceoff back in the Wisconsin zone. Morrissey upended in the faceoff circle by their team captain, David Gagnon. The Badgers win the puck, and here's Kyle Kukkonen. Morrissey, Tyson Dick, along with Ryan Botterill, and the quarterback on the second power play unit is the freshman, Logan Hensler. Pressure to bid out near the blue line. Dick sauces across off the right leg of Morrissey. Tried to control, could not. It's loose between the circles and cleared once again by Gagnon all the way down. There's 50 seconds left in the Badgers' initial Kunis power play of the season.
Yeah, that was good penalty killing by Lindenwood. I mean, they're just taking away all the traffic lanes.
Here's Morrissey, drop pass left wing, Botterill along the half boards left. Below the goal line to the right corner, it's Morrissey. Out to the point now, Hensler walks the line a bit, looks left wing Dick. What's he going to do? He rises a shot that goes up off the glass behind the net miter. Morrissey overskates. Botterill comes for support. Kukkonen tries to jam it free. It bounces past Hensler and all the way down.
Yeah, I don't think that, I can't remember who took the initial shot, but I don't think he realized that the Badger forward was standing all by himself in front of the net.
One last brush on this man advantage. Here's Hensler. Left wing across the line, Finley looking and heaves it into the right corner. After it, Jack Horbach runs into Yakimchuk and then cleared all the way around and out. And Anderson comes out of the penalty box. So Wisconsin 0-for-1 on the power play. We have no score. 12:50 to go here in the first period at the Kohl Center. Horbach out to the left point. Lodge, stutter step, shot blocked down by Anderson. It's loose in his skates. Tries to dig it free. Uses his large body to wall off Owen Lindmark. And then Horbach goes down. And Lindenwood banks one ahead, intended for Kuzma, just out of his reach, and they've iced the puck with 12 and a half minutes left here in the opening period. Hey, get the latest on the Badger men's and women's hockey programs from head coaches Mike Hastings and Mark Johnson during the Wisconsin Hockey Hour most Tuesdays or Wednesday nights on the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity Network app.
That's as slow as I've seen Daniel Lotch try and go and retrieve a puck. Just slow enough to cause the icing. Amazing how that works, isn't it?
Daniel Lotch, 7th round pick of the Pittsburgh Penguins, was at the Penguins developmental camp this summer. Palatichuk, after the faceoff win by the Badgers, right point, it's Dexheimer. Feeds it low, out of the reach of Lukowski. He tried to retrieve, sweeps it out. Palatichuk, his long range shot, it's loose in front, leaning back right, Bartoszkiewicz, and then a shot on a rebound by Mosley, goes up off the crossbar, the glass, and out of play. Oh, he had Bartoszkiewicz down and out, and he lifted that one right up too high.
There was a mass of bodies out there.
Oh,
I mean, everybody was down on the ice in front of the net. Everybody's standing and looking, and I think Mosley is the most surprised of anyone who's out there.
He had more time than he thought.
Yeah, that's the other part.
Bartoszkiewicz was down, had no chance to get back up, and nobody was on Mosley. The puck was up on end. It was standing on its side. Oh, a quick snapshot by Mosley off the face of the goaltender, Bartoszkiewicz. Out to the point, Dexheimer. He whistles one back in. Karam's off the end boards, and now Lindenwood able to exit the zone. Here's Papp across the line, one-on-one with Dexheimer. Good stick against the rush. Now the Badgers have it. Kukkonen to Palatichuk. Slowly slides it ahead, Mosley. Right back to Palatichuk. Good give and go, but Palatichuk had it poked off his stick. Now the Lions cherry-picking. Evans behind everybody, but the pass too hot to handle. On goal, left by Scarfoni to the corner. Then Evans knocked down by Dexheimer. Loose puck collected by the Badgers. Morrissey behind the net. It's Dexheimer. Steps to his right. Breaks out to Morrissey up the left wing boards. Morrissey gains the red line, and it went off of a stick, I believe, and up into the protected netting, stopping play. 11:24 to go in the first. We have no score. Shots on goal, 4-2 in favor of the Badgers, who had a power play chance in the opening period but failed to score.
Yeah, there wasn't much for scoring opportunities at that point in time for Bucky when they were on the power play. But I give a lot of credit to Lindenwood because we haven't seen a team kill penalties that aggressively in a long time.
Face off in neutral ice just outside the Lindenwood zone. Kuzma, David Gagnon, and Alex Lundman, a Bemidji State transfer, on the ice for Bill McCault's club. Kuzma won the draw against Fitzgerald. Dumps it in. Scarfoni out of his net. Rims it around the near side. Lindenwood catches up to it. Gagnon stutter step slot. Shot! Oh, it hit the breadbasket of Scarfoni, and he hangs on. Nifty move by David Gagnon, the Halifax, Nova Scotia native. David Gagnon, that is. G-A-G-N-O-N. 8 goals, 16 points as a junior a year ago. The only player remaining from Lindenwood's last club championship. Collegiate Club Championship of 2022.
I truly am amazed at how times have changed. And as you get older and things progress, I look at the teams that we played when I was the coach in Eau Claire. I look at what the club hockey teams, the AHCA teams used to be.
Yep.
The Arizona States. Yeah, it was totally different landscape in those days.
Well, Penn State was at that level before going varsity over a decade ago. In fact, Lindenwood just played last year's ACHA national runner-up, the UNLV Rebels, and beat them last weekend 5-1 and 6-3. So they have two games under their belt. They didn't count, but nevertheless.
The only time that my JV team here was ever disappointed in me as a coach is when we got the opportunity to go to Arizona State in January to play, and we didn't go.
Skoski steals and shoots from the high slot, blocked by Lindenwood and poked out to center. Anthony Kerr with it, number 24, senior alternate captain, 132nd career game from Winnipeg, Manitoba. Good to see Kerr back with the Badgers. I mentioned Lindmark in his sixth year with Wisconsin. Daniel Lotch, a true senior, his fourth year. All the leadership group for Mike Hastings' squad. Oh, and Mellenbacher, nice stick handling move. And then, oh, here's Kerr with a good hit far side on Raisler. Back behind the Badger net, Scholes. Mellenbacher with a nice move and then a long rink-wide pass that Lindenwood was able to read and knock free. Puck back to Palatichuk, and now Mellenbacher got a little too aggressive with Eason Zilke. Yep. Mellenbacher is going to get the gates.
Interference.
10:29, and Lindenwood will have a power play when we come back. UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud partner of UW Athletics. We'll return in 1 minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Case in point, life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Menards is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. Mellenbacher interference at 9:31. Badgers on the penalty kill. Last year, the third best PK in the country at 87%. And they return two of the best penalty killing forwards in the country, and Owen Lindmark and Jack Horbach, the Naperville duo. Plus Daniel Lodge and Anthony Kerr on this penalty kill. Lindmark won the draw below the Badgers' goal line. Lindenwood able to catch up to the puck near side wall, but Papp with an errant pass out to center. Lindmark, seven career shorthanded goals, tried to push it into the offensive zone, got knocked back. Horbach, though, able to send it down, and Wisconsin will change its penalty-killing unit. Noah Huell from Montreal is out there on this power play with Kuzma Gagnon, as well as Jake Southgate. Ooh. Ooh, and passed through the middle, went off the stick, and Southgate was open but didn't recognize in time. Otherwise, he would have had it right in the slot. Polatichuk chipped it over near sky to Laskowski. Morrissey laid out high. Long-range shot by Southgate, blocked to the corner. And now Laskowski will get to it and sweep it down. A couple of mistakes on the penalty kill that time for the Badgers gave Lindenwood some looks.
Joe Polatichuk, he just ripped that puck around the far side and ended up going off a Badger player and out to the point.
Centering pass off a skate, ricochets out to the point. Collected now by John Evans. Evans to the point man and Jaden Mercier. Swings it to Huell. Now right side Evans walks down to the goal line. A setup and Mercier scores. He ripped one past Scarfoni, glove side. Power play goal, and Lindenwood scores the first goal in the Kohl Center this season. 1-0 Lions.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say that it was uncontested, but it really was. It was just all traffic in front, and that's the way they're going to try and get the shot from the top. And there are two forwards and two defensemen down there. Whether Scarfoni got a good look at it or not, I have no idea. Actually, there were three Badgers and two forwards for Lindenwood down there. But a power play goal it is, no matter what.
From Saskatoon, Jaden Mercier gets the power play goal at 11:51. Give John Evans the primary assist on that goal, and Noah Huell the secondary. And so it's 1-0 Lindenwood. And you'll recall last January, the Badgers were 19-4, top five ranking in the country, and had knocked off Lindenwood on a Friday night 5-0 as Quinn Finley scored a hat trick. But the next night, it was 1-1 after one. Lindenwood took a 2-1 lead in the second. Owen Lindmark scored twice in the third to give the Badgers the lead before defenseman Joe Prouty lit the lamp to make it 3-3. We went to overtime. Badgers won in a shootout, but that result, as well as a 1-0 home loss to Anchorage during the season, may have cost the Badgers a number one seed in the NCAA tournament. 1-0, Lindenwood with the lead.
This is a totally different team, this Lindenwood team. Boy, they're aggressive.
Yeah.
They play physical. Their feet never stop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lindenwood was known as, physical, sometimes to a fault, right? And didn't have a ton of individual talent, but they look good here tonight. Here's Mosley, tried to go five-hole as he flew into the left wing, but sticked aside by Bartoszkiewicz.
There's a type of play you like to see. Mosley comes back on the back check and just lifts the player's stick, and everything's a turnover at neutral ice.
A lot of chuck up the middle of the ice, and Dexheimer fans off to his right. Comes across the line, three Lions back. Dexheimer back behind the cage he goes. Centering pass goes right to the stick of John Evans, who threw it into the crowd. Hopefully everybody's okay. 6:19 left in the first. 1-0 Lindenwood. A power play goal from Jaden Mercier. And the ushered down by the penalty box, Bill Bursaw, making sure that everyone's all right. It appears to be the case. Owen Mellenbach to take the draw against Drew Kuzma to the right of Bartoszkiewicz. 1-0 Lindenwood. Really nice student section here tonight, filling almost most of the second deck in their allotted area. They sold 2,000 student tickets. Botterill with a snapshot left circle off the faceoff just wide. Ryan Botterill, 29 goals a year ago for Youngstown in the USHL. Tries to cycle off the wall in Palatichuk. And now he returns the feed to Botterill, who ran into defenseman Yakimchuk. Point pass, Palatichuk. Patient, flips it back behind the net. Mellenbacher wants to wrap it around. Got tripped down. A penalty coming up on Lindenwood. Mellenbacher fell down as he stepped to his right, trying to come around the cage. He got pulled down, and Wisconsin will get its second Kunis power play, trying to pull even. 5:51 left in the first.
Could be just what the doctor ordered at this point in time. The Badgers are struggling a little bit to get the puck to the front of the net, and this may be the reason that this may be the thing that takes them over the top, because right now there just seem to be what's the best way to put it? Lethargic in front of the net, but really good in the corners.
Wisconsin 0-for-1 so far on the power play. Diving Fitzgerald to keep it alive. Finley with it. Tried to put it in front to a wide open Tassi. Blocked away by the sliding Prouty. Badgers hold the zone. Dexheimer left wing. Finley man open backside. Intended for Fitzgerald. Good stick by Mitch Allard, senior from Shelby Township, Michigan. Puck thrown towards the net. Bartoszkiewicz hit him in the chest and then cleared out by the Lions. All the way down, they'll change their penalty killers. 1:30 to go on the power play. Wisconsin trailing 1-0 late in the first.
That's about the third or fourth time that the Badgers have taken a shot, and it's just laying there in front, but Lindenwood's doing such a good job of manning people out.
Finley skated into the offensive zone, then got double-teamed and lost it. Here comes Artem Borshov. Pass off the stick and just over the head of the goaltender Scarfoni. And now Wisconsin attacks the other way. Tassi snaps one off from long range. Missed the target. Finley double-teamed and left the puck in open ice to no one in particular. They can't clear. Fitzgerald's got it. Left wing now. It's Botterill. Back to Finley. Playing pitch and catch on the near side wall. Hensler at the point. Finley left side looking backside. Fitzgerald was wide open. Couldn't catch the pass. It went off his stick and over the glass into the net. Stopping play. 4:41 left in the first. 1-0 Lindenwood. Still 50 seconds left on the penalty to Lions defenseman Brady Yakish.
That's the first time in two power plays that there was a wide open man on the backside. I'm pretty sure that at that point in time, Christian Fitzgerald wishes he would have been a little closer to the net, but rocket of a pass from Finley, and the next thing you know, it's up into the net. We'll start from fresh.
Horsey to take the draw. Badgers win it. Kukkonen out to the point, and Hensler protects the puck as he's pressured out high by Gagnon. Pass snapped off left wing. Tyson Dick. Dick to the point. Hensler steps in looking. Open man. Shot by Morrissey
right
off
on
a stick. Kukkonen was backdoor. Got his stick on the puck. Couldn't direct it on net. Hensler with it. Back left wing. Dick. Right side. It's Morrissey stepping in. In front. Oh, Kukkonen scores. Beautiful pass by Morrissey. The Badgers light the lamp on a power play. It's 1-1. They may give that goal to Morrissey, the freshman who initiated the feed in front from the right wing.
Initially, I thought that the Badgers were not going to have a different power play in their second unit, but that one is way off to the side. Suck all of the four defenders off, and just one man, that happened to be Kukkonen, standing, Kyle Kukkonen standing on his forehand with a wide open net, whether it hit somebody or not in front, but Kukkonen got his stick on it, so we'll see what happens. Beautiful cross-ice pass.
Yeah, Kukkonen was on the backside. Beautiful look by Morrissey. It may have gone off the defenseman's
stick. That could have
been. And in fact, Kukkonen reached into the net, took the puck, and gave it to Morrissey. Oh, long-range shot kicked out by Bartoszkiewicz. It's loose to his left. They try to clear. Kept in for a moment by Kerr, and now poked back out to neutral ice.
I hope the Badgers are smelling blood.
Yeah. They say Kukkonen from Morrissey and Dick. That may change. We'll see. Right now they give it to Kukkonen on the scorer's sheet. Here comes Wisconsin's Lindmark into the offensive zone. Cycles into the corner. Mellenbacher fresh off the bench. Hensler, nope, that was Phelan. Late getting to the blue line, they say offside on Wisconsin. So they say Kukkonen for Morrissey and Dick. We'll see if that stands or not. Again, Kukkonen reached down, picked up the puck, and gave it to Morrissey as he went to skate to the bench to
Not sure.
Congratulated by his teammates, so we'll see if they change that. 1-1 game here in Madison, 3.5 minutes left in the opening period. We check the Big Ten scoreboard during our first intermission. Here's Laskowski. A slow-moving outlet pass. Found the stick of Fitzgerald. On the attack is Daniel Lodge. Left wing Finley steps to the slot, mishandled the puck, and then poked free and won back by Fitzgerald, preventing a potential breakaway by John Evans. Now Lodge with it. Left wing. Sauced it down low to Finley. Back to Lodge. Oh, he shoots
nice
one
shot.
Right. Shoulder save made by Bartoszkiewicz, who knocked Laskowski down as he tried to get to the rebound. Finley's got it. Rink-wide pass. Lodge left point. Head and shoulder fake, and his shot goes wide of the mark. Finley now leans in on Papp, tries to jam the puck free unsuccessfully. Center ice pass Southgate. Right wing Evans. Man on him is Lodge. Slow-moving shot by Evans right into the lap of the goaltender Scarfoni. Easy save and cover.
Calculated, I think. I think he just lobbed it in there hoping that he was going to misplay it.
Or maybe just get a stoppage and play in an offensive zone faceoff. First, it's a 1-1 game.
It's been pretty even. I will admit that. I'm giving a lot of credit to Lindenwood because their defensive posture is way better than it was last year.
Face off to the left of Scarfoni. Morrissey to take the draw, and he wins it back to Dexheimer. He'll go D to D to Phelan, and then right back to Dexheimer. He scoops it ahead, hoping for a foot race that Mosley or Anderson will win. Mosley got to the hash marks in time, no icing. Spun around to the near side, Palatichuk with it. His shot goes off a skate or two, then slid through the slot. Kukkonen can't catch up. It's played over the top of Dexheimer, who stops near the Badger bench across the way. Nifty move to hang on to possession, and now the Badgers' Palatichuk with it. Rookie of the Year was Joe Palatichuk a season ago, the Mark Johnson Rookie of the Year for the Badger hockey program. 3 goals and 18 points.
As I said a couple times at practice, one of my Pro Scout friends says, he looks like a kid on a first Halloween. Every game is just like, yeah, let's go.
There's Zach Scholes. Good, strong play behind the net on Zilke, who takes it right back. And Mercier scores again. Open in the slot. He shot one that I think went off Scarfoni and trickled between his pads. Mercier with a pair. The Lions lead 2-1 under 2 minutes left in the first.
Ouch. And it's a strange play because it's 2-on-1 behind the net. Everybody else was in front of the net, and somehow that puck just slipped between not one but two Badgers and lands right on Mercier's stick. Give him credit. I mean, he's in the right place at the right time.
Jaden Mercier, who played in Flin Flon of the Saskatchewan Junior League for 4 years. He had 3 goals and 11 points as a freshman last year. He's got 2 goals in his first game as a sophomore here tonight. We've got a whistle and an interference penalty called on Lindenwood. And defenseman Artem Borshoff, the former Lake Superior State Laker, knocking down Anthony Kerr. So the Badgers get another Kunis power play, once again needing a goal to tie here late first period.
Yeah, I'll review the goal again. It's amazing how that puck got taken away from two Badgers behind the net, or one Badger behind the net, by two Lindenwood players. And usually if there's a turnover, that means that Lindenwood's going to be shorthanded coming back. But instead, it just slides between the two defensemen and bingo, right onto Mercier's stick.
Third power play of the night for Wisconsin. Lindenwood wins the draw, skated out of the zone by Zilke. 2-3 Badgers on him. Eventually, Hensler takes the puck away. Left wing pass, Morrissey's got it. He'll come across the line. Walks down the wall a little bit. Now Tyson Dick, a pass that found its way to Ryan Botterill's stick, and he's pushed out of the zone by Mitch Allard, the senior, shoving the freshman out. And now Hensler regains the zone. And shoots one, and he hit the near side post. Oh, he came down left, cut back right. Here's Kukkonen. His rising shot missed the net. Oh, Hensler with a nifty skating move. He went left, came back right to the dot, and whistled one off
get
the
it,
iron.
Tyson.
And now the Badgers rim it all the way around and back out to center. They'll have to touch up. 50 seconds to go in the first period. 2-1, Lindenwood. Tyson Dick working his way to the slot. Lost the puck. Picked up Hensler. Fans off to his right. Got hooked. No penalty. Shot on Bartoszkiewicz. He makes the stop. Rebound was there. Badgers can't get it, but they hold the zone. Fitzgerald with it. Dick now. Straight away, it's Hensler. 35 seconds to go in the period. Dick now. Low right. Kukkonen backdoor backhand pass intended for Fitzgerald. He was open, but it didn't get through.
Wide open.
Now Hensler down the left wing wall. Had the puck knocked off his stick by Prouty. Good stick at center by Dick, but it bounces free. Here comes Lindenwood on a break, and Scarfoni stops the freshman. Ty Hipkin kicks out his right pad. Hipkin tried to beat him, stick side low.
It was interesting because I saw Scarfoni as soon as he picked up the puck. He was ready to come out and take a body check on him.
5 seconds left in the period. Tassie across the line, stick handling, losing at Dexheimer. Reaches, tries to throw it in front. Ricochets back behind the net, and that's it for the opening period of play. 13-7, shots on goal in favor of Wisconsin, but Lindenwood leads the Badgers 2-1 after 20 minutes of play. We'll be back in 1 minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. Fall is here, and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Have you ever tried to put a roof on your house?
Ouch!
What about trying to run power to your new hot tub?
Ouch!
Yep, we've all made that mistake. Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. We have an amazing team of experts that are ready to get to work for you. We use the latest technology to design and manufacture your custom Cleary building, giving you the best value for the building you deserve. Stop in or explore clearybuilding.com today.
Cleary Build with Pride, the world of Shamrock Supplied.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. After one here in Madison, the Badgers trail Lindenwood 2-1. Fifth-ranked Wisconsin able to recover from a 1-0 deficit to tie it. But Jaden Mercier, fourth-line right winger, has scored both goals for the Lions. One on a power play at 11:51, and then at 18:16, assisted by Ethan Zielke. And boy, Lindenwood, it's physical. It's pressuring the puck constantly, and they've got some talent, some pretty good young talent.
They are relentless. There's no question about that. And just by comparison from what my memories were of last year's series, the fact of the matter is this is a lot quicker team, and they play under control, but they play up-tempo like you wouldn't believe.
Badgers need
a nice team to watch.
Yeah, they need to handle the puck better, too. The pressure is bothering them on the power play, in the defensive zone, and then trying to bring it up ice.
Yeah, and if you haven't faced that kind of pressure before, it's going to take a while for them to learn.
So the Badgers outshot the Lions 13-7 in the opening period. Tommy Scarfoni credited with 5 saves. Owen Bartoszkiewicz, 12 for Lindenwood. Mercier from Evans, and the defenseman Huell on a power play at 11:51 gave Lindenwood the lead. Gavin Morrissey gets credit for the Badgers' goal. The freshman from the right wing threw it in front, must have gone off the defenseman's stick. Morrissey from Tyson Dick and Logan Hensler at 15:42. That's a power play goal. Morrissey's first as a Badger, and then Mercier from Zielke at 18:16. It's 2-1 Lindenwood leading Wisconsin after one. We'll return in 3 minutes with our Ho-Chunk first intermission report. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse.
This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey Badger fans, it's Mots and Matt from Brewpub Lots and Mots of Pizzas, a proud supporter of UW Badgers Athletics. Nothing beats sports season. Every touchdown scored, every spike for side out, every three, that's nothing but net. Sports brings us all together. And the greatest conduit of it all is a Brewpub Lots and Mots of Pizza. Loaded with the finest high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brewpub pizzas are a must-have for your game-time grub. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section of your local grocery store.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can go on without interruption. For a limited time, purchase a qualifying Generac generator and receive a free 7-year warranty. That's a $735 value. Generac is here to protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Power up today with Econ Electric on Highway 54 in Wisconsin Rapids. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information.
Back at the Kohl Center, Badgers trail Linden with 2-1. First intermission brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Badgers will have 23 seconds of power play hockey when the second period begins. Again, Gavin Morrissey credited with his first collegiate goal on a power play at 15:42 from Tyson Dick. And Logan Hensler, who scores his first point as a Badger. Elsewhere in the Big Ten, fourth-ranked Michigan State got shut out at home by second-ranked Boston College 3-0. Trey Augustine, 26 saves in a losing effort. Michigan has a 3-0 lead at Arizona State in the third. Garrett Shifsky, a couple of goals for the Wolverines. Notre Dame, a 3-1 lead at St. Lawrence. That's in the third. Blake Biondi, who transferred from Duluth to the Irish, scored the first goal for Notre Dame. And former Madison Capital James Hong has a goal. Ohio State, a 2-1 lead on American International in the second period in Columbus. Sixth-ranked Minnesota plays Air Force tonight in the Icebreaker at 9:30 Central Time. Penn State, which swept a pair at Alaska last weekend, has a single game tomorrow night against Quinnipiac in Connecticut. Badgers down here 2-1. What do you think Coach Hastings is telling his group in between periods right now?
I think they got caught off guard. I really do. I don't think that they were expecting that type of intensity. I don't think they were expecting that type of physical play. And it just seemed like no matter which of the four lines that Lindenwood stuck out there against whichever of the four lines that the Badgers have, it was a situation where the first pass was allowed, but as soon as that first pass was made, they were on us like gangbusters. And you have to learn to read and react to that situation and maybe go back against the grain, whatever the case may be. But I think that Lindenwood really caught us by surprise.
Badgers down 2-1, first intermission. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Lots of hockey on campus. Top-ranked Wisconsin women host third-ranked Minnesota Duluth tomorrow and Sunday at LeBron Arena. Both games start at 2 o'clock in Madison. You can hear those games on 1070 WTSO with Paul Brown and Mark Greenhall. Here are the Badger men, ranked ninth in the country, trail Lindenwood 2-1 as we get set for period number two, and that comes your way in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S., If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are, in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Suddenly, your blood goes cold and you realize that excitement means it's time to vehicle shop. With all the cost inflation, where does a parent go for a good vehicle at a reasonable price? The only place that comes to mind, Johnson & Sons Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. It's not a matter if they get in an accident, but when and how bad. So team up with a great team for sales and service and sleep a little better. Parenting is hard enough. Let them take away your stress. Feel more confident when your teen drives away.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Ann Egan Walkoff from Wisconsin Native Vote.
20 years ago, I moved to a suburb of Milwaukee. I went to register, and the woman was like, "You're Indian? Indians don't vote. You can't vote."
What?
So when I'm talking to a group of Native Americans, did I tell them that story? And they're like, "What?" And that gets their dander up. And I'm going to go
yeah,
vote for sure.
Absolutely.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
By American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. And by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. It's time to drop the puck for the second period.
Brian Hosick and Ian Perrin here at the Kohl Center in Madison for the season opener. Wisconsin and Lindenwood Lions have a 2-1 lead. For the Badgers on a power play for the first 23 seconds of this second period. Again, shots on goal 13-7 in favor of Wisconsin. But you look at the shot chart, Ian. Badgers had a lot of shots in tight. Morrissey gets credit for a goal that went off of the defenseman. Really, Lindenwood had three shots on goal in the quality scoring area and scored on two of them. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and the last one, the second goal, look out. Oh, boy.
Lindenwood just won the faceoff and flung the puck and over the glass and into the student section. And I think everybody's all right.
I don't know. I don't see anybody clamoring for an usher or an ambulance.
No.
So we're good.
Badgers won 14 of 22 faceoffs in the opening period. Gavin Morrissey, 5 of 6. Owen Lindmark, 4 of 5. Christian Fitzgerald lost 5 of 8 and lost another one here in the offensive zone on this power play.
Yeah. They've been good in the circle. They've been good around the circle.
Palatichuk headmans to Dexheimer. Badgers just have their forward line, top line out of Finley, Fitzgerald, and Tassie left to right. Dexheimer and Palatichuk, the defensive pair. The penalty to the defenseman Borshoff has been killed off, so the Badgers now 1-for-3 on the man advantage. 2-1 Lindenwood. Tassie out muscles Evans for the puck. Finley at center. Rifles a pass for Fitzgerald off his skate. Trailing was Tassie. Bumped off balance by Yakimchuk. And then he sends it back behind the net. Finley moved it along the kick plate to Fitzgerald. Hensler was open to the point. Fitzgerald went to the corner. Now he throws it to Hensler. Cuts right down towards the goal line. Shoots one off the face of Bartoszkiewicz. He dropped the puck to the goaltender. Hensler tried to dig it out, but taken away by Lindenwood and placed back out to center ice. So the Badgers, Morrissey goes to get it.
May have been better advised to keep that puck on the ice because Tassie was standing there waiting for something.
Here's Lotch. Morrissey now scoots into the offensive zone. Centering pass. It's loose in front. Looking for it. Kukkonen got his stick on it, but pushed it to the corner. Lotch now trying to protect. And Evans in his way. Puck banked ahead to center, and Hensler will beat Gagnon back for it, and the Badgers have it. Kukkonen slides it to Hensler. Cuts to his right around one man. Down the middle comes Hensler. Fans off to his left, Morrissey. Heaves an aerial feed to Kukkonen in the slot knockdown. Morrissey regathers. Morrissey spins around right blue line. Cuts down the middle of the slot. Works to his left. Backdoor intended for Mosley. It went off the goaltender and loosened the paint, and it didn't get across the line and then kicked out by Lindenwood. Oh, Morrissey that time, instead of being selfish, was unselfish, and the puck didn't go in the net. Oh, a shot in front. Scarfoni made the stop. The rebound popped into midair and knocked in by Lindenwood. Lions lead 3-1 early second period.
Yeah, I think that when it came up into the air, I'm pretty sure that the body of the Lindenwood player, which was between the defenseman and the goaltender, was the reason for the puck to even be advanced into the net. Oh, actually, it just kind of tipped in and went on its own. I take that back. I'm not sure if they will give the goal to Lundman. Yeah, I guess they do. They say he must have touched it in front then.
Alex Lundman, a senior from Sweden, former Bemidji State Beaver, who had 12 goals in 67 games at Bemidji State, right now has been credited with the goal. David Gagnon and Drew Kuzma with assists, and the Lindenwood Lions lead Wisconsin 3-1.
I got a feeling that Wisconsin is questioning the call whether there was goaltender interference.
Well, Mike Hastings.
Because Lundman was right on top of him. Scarfoni had no room to breathe.
Mike Hastings is asked the referees, David Marcotte and Jonathan Sitarski, to take a look at video replay to determine whether or not this one should count or not. Again, a sparse crowd here at the Kohl Center for the season opener. Good crowd, students here, and the band as well. So to our left behind the Badgers cage right now, there's a good group of folks.
Crease creatures?
Yes, sir. And we have yet to see another replay of the goal, and it looks like they're having problems in the scorers table as well, trying to get some sort of replay. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Brian Posick, Ian Perrin at the Kohl Center in Madison. Badgers charged with their timeout. Good goal, says referee Jonathan Sitarski. A 3-1 Lindenwood lead as Lundman gets credit for the goal. Lundman from Gagnon and Kuzma at 2:07. Badgers trying to get something going here. Puck slides out to center ice. Here's Zach Schulz again pressured. Horbach right wing. Moves it now for Lindmark. Bumped off the puck by Mercier. Then he held on to Mercier's stick. Won the puck away, did Lindmark, that crafty veteran. Oh. Long range shot by Schulz off of body and out of play at Sales. Faceoff coming up inside the Lion zone. Owen Bartoszkiewicz played 12 games for Youngstown a couple of years ago, then brought up, basically. He had committed to Minnesota. They brought him in at the semester break. Remember when Jack LaFontaine left early? He ended up playing 6 games for the Gophers in the 2022-23 season. Went 3-0 with an .883 save percentage, .372 goals against average. But not in Bob Motzko's plans. Here's Dexheimer, shot out high by Phelan, got through, left pad save made by Bartoszkiewicz. So Bartoszkiewicz went back to junior hockey and played last year in Youngstown with two current Badgers, Gavin Morrissey and Ryan Botterill. Went 12-6-3, a .301 goals against, an .893 save percentage. Numbers nothing fantastic or outlandish. He's 6'1", 194 from Northville, Michigan, and he's the number one goaltender for Lindenwood right now. John Evans, Lindenwood forward, got knocked down behind the Badgers' net. He's back up on his skates now. Puck behind the cage. Dexheimer tied up by the aforementioned Evans. Phelan there to help out. Boy, Lindenwood, I guess it would be safe to say, has outworked Wisconsin here tonight.
Intensity factor is definitely on their side of the scale.
Yeah. There's a pass in front. Bouncing puck. Look out. Shot just goes wide off the stick of Raisler. And then his point pass, too hot to handle for Noah Huell, and all the way down to the Lion zone. From one knee behind his own net, Bartoszkiewicz, long lead feed to Raisler, but didn't connect. And now Polatichuk behind his net, pressured by Jacob Vockler. Bouncing puck near the Wisconsin blue line, sent a little bit deeper, and now Polatichuk will shovel it out to center. Tyson Dick runs into Huell.
Atta,
and took
baby.
The worst of that, but the Badgers take the puck away. Here's Dick now, scored a goal and had 6 shots on goal in that exhibition win in Omaha last Saturday. Took a pretty good hit near side by Yakimchuk, and now Mitchell Allard has it for Lindenwood. Long-range shot off the stick of Polatichuk, caroms to the near corner. Shoveled back around the net, Allard with it. Point pass, got it through to Borshaw. Left-hander sends it right back deep. Hensler tied up, pushed the puck along the kick plate for Lindmark. Jammed at it for Dick. Hands back to Lindmark. 3-on-2 on the rush. Pass back right wing. Dick can't reach it. Borshoff, good defensive play. Allard steal. Here's Lundman now. Skates towards the slot. His shot good. Stick by Hensler. It bounces behind the Badgers' net, and the Wisconsin rookie goes to get it. 15-15 to go in the second. 3-1 at Lindenwood, the lead. Jaden Mercier with a pair of goals, and Alex Lundman with the other. Hensler and Polatichuk out for the Badgers.
Ooh.
Like Wisconsin's Kukinen
just work?
Was interfered with, but
he
nothing
just got
called.
Knocked down.
Yeah, he's trying to receive a pass and got hit before the puck got to him. Anthony Kerr chops at it back to center ice. Kerr's got it again. Pushed it ahead for Kukinen. Drop pass Mosley. Kukinen, his shot goes off the stick of Kuzma. Ricochets all the way around to the left point. Lodge immediately pressured and throws it to the right corner. Gagnon hit by Kukinen along the wall. Kerr skates down from the blue line to put it behind the net. Mosley's pass intended for Morrissey. Picked up by the freshman. Mosley out high. Kerr's rocket. Missed the cage by a couple of feet. Lodge now pinching in. And the Badgers having some momentum here in the offensive zone. Morrissey low right. Kerr shoots one.
Nice play.
Blocker save made by Bartoszkiewicz. Ricocheted out high left to Lodge. And he wrists one that's gloved by Bartoszkiewicz. And he hangs on.
Prime territorial advantage for Bucky on that shift. It seemed that Lindenwood was a little bit tired, didn't do a very good job behind the net, and the Badgers took advantage of that. And Anthony Kerr, the goal-scoring machine, was the recipient of two very, very good scoring opportunities.
The goal-scoring machine. 131 games in his career, he's got 4 goals.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, good poke check by Kerr after Lindenwood won the defensive zone faceoff. It's taken away by Lindenwood, and the puck thrown into the crowd again, and I do believe everybody's okay. 3-1, Lindenwood with the lead, 14:05 to go here in the second period of play. Badger Hockey brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. A blast by Botterill off the faceoff win by Mellenbacher. That was blocked. Botterill got it again. Another blocked shot by the Lions. Phelan pitched it to the corner. Behind the net now, Mellenbacher tied up.
Ooh.
And a nice breakout pass by the defenseman Anderson to the stick of Zielke. And we've got a whistle behind the play as Mellenbacher and the defenseman Joe Prouty were going at it. Prouty without a helmet, looking at his bare right hand. He had taken his glove off. And
neither one of them knows what's going on.
Yeah, he's talking to the linesman, but the linesman's not going to call anything. No penalties called. We'll have a faceoff at center ice.
Yeah, I guess they'll bring it outside the zone. I wish they could play without their helmets. Then I could recognize them.
Joe Prouty from Burnsville, Minnesota, played for the New Mexico Ice Wolves in the North American Hockey League, and he had a game-tying goal against Wisconsin in the 3-3 tie here in Madison last January. Had a help.